Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
Hello and welcome into Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. A warm Saturday morning here in downtown Indianapolis across the state of Indiana, over 50 degrees. Thanks for joining us, Indiana Pacers. Coming off a tough loss last night, though, trying to build off that comeback in Sacramento where the Pacers overcame a 22-point deficit, a chance to guarantee themselves a winning road trip. Indiana went into the break against Los Angeles after two quarters up by two, then struggled in the second half, struggled to score, scoring just 43 points against the league's worst defense. The Pacers shooting 43% on the night, 96 points, not an awful offensive effort, but the Pacers going into this game against Los Angeles had been the number two offensive team in the NBA in 2017. So to only have 96 against the league's worst defense, a little bit disappointing for Nathan McMillan and crew. The Pacers were led by Paul George. He had 21 points and 6 rebounds. Al Jefferson off the bench. All his damage was done in the first half, but he had 20 points and 11 minutes in the first half, keeping the Pacers afloat in the first half while some of the starters were struggling. But the area of most concern this season came back to bite Indiana. The Pacers were out-rebounded by 14 against the Lakers. 51-37 was the rebound differential. The Pacers this year, when getting out-rebounded by 10 or more, are 2-11. Of course, the flip side of that is they are 20-9 when not out-rebounded by 10 or more. That continues to be probably the biggest key going forward. The Pacers don't have to win that rebounding battle. They just have to stay somewhat competitive on the glass. And unfortunately, last night, they were unable to do that. Tarik Black recording 13 rebounds off the bench. Timofey Mozgov with 11. Both of those two out-rebounded any Pacers player. Thad Young led the Pacers with 8 rebounds. As the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Pacers 108-96, that was last night. It was early this morning. In fact, the broadcast didn't get done really until 2 a.m. or so with Eddie White. So a very quick turnaround, not too long since we got done talking about that game out in Los Angeles, and not long until we're talking about another one. Indiana Pacers out in Utah tonight. They're taking on the Jazz. It's a 9 o'clock tip. Utah has put together a really strong season, and the Jazz have done it with some injuries. Gordon Hayward's been hurt a lot of the season. George Hill, a lot of familiar names on this team. Shelvin Mack, Trey Lyles is as well suited up for the team out in Utah. The Jazz this season are 28-16. They did play last night as well, so both teams are coming into this one on a back-to-back. Utah winning in overtime in Dallas last night. The Pacers have their work cut out for them. Again, it's a 9 o'clock tip. Kroger pregame show on the radio will begin right here at 8:30 as well on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson. As always, we will chat with him coming up a little bit later. The standings as we head into tonight's slate of games. The Pacers sit in sixth position, a half game ahead of seventh, a game behind fifth, and it remains very jam-packed in the Eastern Conference. Indiana right within reach of fourth position, but also not too far ahead of ninth position. 4-9, all still very close in that Eastern Conference. The Pacers facing Utah tonight, then they return home against the New York Knicks on Monday, January the 23rd. An 8 o'clock tip, 1 hour later tip. It's a nationally televised game. Make sure to note that. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be in the building. Then they go on the road for Minnesota before coming back on Friday, January the 27th, to host the Sacramento Kings. We've got a great show coming up for you. We'll hear from Mark Boyle, Eddie White, Jeremiah Johnson, head coach Nate McMillan. We'll also talk with Mark Monteith at length. He just sat down with Larry Bird, talked to Larry Bird, Pacers president, for nearly a half hour, and plenty of interesting topics discussed. Pacers.com is where you can view that Q&A, but Mark Monteith will join us live coming up later in the show to tell you some of the more important and interesting things that came from his conversation with Larry Bird. As always during the show, Mark Boyle sits down with head coach Nate McMillan, and we will hear those two's conversation coming up in just a short moment. We'd love to hear from you as well. At Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter is where you can send your questions. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in and chat Pacers basketball with us. Pacers radio play-by-play voice Mark Boyle with the head coach Nathan McMillan is coming up after the break. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you.
When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Nate McMillan notching his 500th win of his career. That was back on Wednesday night when the Pacers came back from a 22-point deficit to win in Sacramento. He also got a chance to talk with Pacers radio play-by-play voice, Mark Boyle. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. I want to start by congratulating you, Nate, for your 500th win. That's a big number. Only four active coaches have gotten to that total. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's really a blessing. You know, when I first got into the coaching game as an assistant, I really had no thought of being a head coach. I was happy to be an assistant and thought that I would be there probably forever. And I got the opportunity shortly after that and, you know, just tried to make the most of it. So it's a blessing to just be a part and have the opportunity to, you know, represent organizations and great organizations such as the Pacers.
You said you never had any idea or any thought when you started. Now that you've done it for nearly 1,000 games, has it been as rewarding an experience coaching as you thought it might be?
It really has. You know, it has changed so much since I first got started with the way the league has changed and gone. More of a younger league. You know, the style of play has changed. You know, the challenges of motivating and coaching teams has changed, and it has been a challenge, but rewarding. It's a great opportunity. You know, I'm really excited about the opportunity to get this chance again, you know, with the Pacers organization, because I think the players that I had, you know, in Seattle and Portland are different than the players of today, and, you know, it's been an exciting challenge.
I don't hear you saying better or worse, but you do reference more challenging. In what ways is it more challenging?
Well, just the game has changed. I think the players are much younger. The money is much bigger. You know, far as motivating, you have to motivate players different than you did, I think, years ago. I think you have to be lucky and you get some guys who they understand both on and off the floor what it takes to have success in this league. The players now, you know, they're spending 1, maybe 2 years in college, whereas you know, years ago, you know, you had 4-year guys coming into the league. They were much more mature when they came into the league. The colleges had the opportunity to do a good job of developing these players into young men. We're developing a lot of these young players as we coach them in the NBA. You were getting 19, 20, 21-year-old guys. So it's a younger league and different challenges.
You have shared with us in the past some of the things you've done to try to stay abreast of some of the things you're talking about. For example, you went to training camp with the Steelers last fall. What kind of other things do you do to facilitate this understanding and this change? Do you read? Do you visit with other coaches? Do you spend time with younger coaches?
I think you have to do all of that. You have to talk with, you know, I talked to Dr. Carr, one of our therapists, a lot. I talk to other coaches. I think the big thing is more communication. You have to stay in contact with your players, make sure that they understand where you're coming from. You need to hear them and know where they're coming from and make sure that everybody's on the same page. But a lot more communication, with the players, I think, now than it was in the past. As I said, these are young men who are coming into the league. The money has really changed as far as being motivation for the players. You know, you talk about brand. There wasn't a lot of talk about brand years ago. You know, now these guys feel like they are a brand, and you have to communicate with these guys, basically how to be a pro. And, you know, I've been in this league over 30 years now. And, some of that is mentoring our young guys on how to be a pro and be successful both on and off the floor.
I wonder, though, if this change is made, and I see this for what it's worth as one of your strengths. You're a straightforward guy, and you always have been. Is that still the same? Do you still need to be that way with players, straightforward, direct, and candid?
I have to be that way. I never try to do anything to embarrass players, but I am more straightforward. I think a lot of the meetings now, are before things happen. You know, you stay in, as I said, you stay in contact with the players. And this really started with me in Portland when I had a young team, communicating with guys and trying to meet with guys at least once or twice a month, and especially your guys that are in rotation, to make sure that they're on the same page with what you want to do, what you expect from them. And again, hearing what they are comfortable with and their needs. And so it's more one-on-one meetings to prevent, situations from happening that may have to embarrass a player. I think you challenge them more in your meetings as opposed to some players like to call it calling them out. And, that seems to be effective.
All right, we always enjoy these Saturday morning visits. Congratulations on 500, and I look forward to being around here, unless I'm dead, when you get your next 500.
Thank you. As I mentioned, it's a blessing to just be in this league and, be a part of the Indiana Pacers organization.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, as always, kind enough to spend some time with us on a Saturday morning. The Pacers getting set to finish a road trip tonight in Salt Lake City, and then after that, back home on Monday to take on New York. I'm Mark Boyle. We are in Salt Lake City. Let's go back to Indianapolis and Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. Pacers and Jazz tonight, 9 o'clock tip. Then against the New York Knicks, pacers.com/tickets. Monday, January 23rd, you can catch the Pacers the next time they visit the Fieldhouse. It's time next to go around the house with Eddie White and a tie to some of the concerts you see at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. How do they all happen? How do the Pacers book the guests? Marty Bechtold, the man in charge, talks with Eddie White next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
California.
Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life. and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or formcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Eddie White, host of Pacers Overtime. You will hear him after the game tonight. You heard him after the game this morning, I guess. Eddie was on well after 12 o'clock. He goes around the house, tries to find somebody with an interesting story to tell inside a Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Certainly true this week. Of course, you know, many, many events go on at Bankers Life Fieldhouse besides Pacers basketball. So many big concerts coming or have recently come to the Fieldhouse. The man in charge of that is Marty Bechtold. He's the director of booking for Bankers Life Fieldhouse at Live Nation Arenas. He's in charge of getting those big acts to the Fieldhouse. And Eddie White has tracked him down for a conversation around the house. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And I love getting this guy every once in a while because he is the guy. His name is Marty Bechtold, and he is responsible for bringing in all the great shows and all the stuff that we have on at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And I'm telling you, I don't know if he's ever had a lineup like this one. That's why we're going to get into this. But Marty, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Marty. Now, before we get into this list of concerts, and we're getting into this thing, I mean, you got everything from Neil Diamond to Bruno Mars to Faith Hill, Tim McGraw. The Pacers are away, the West Coast, coming back home on Monday against the Knickerbockers. But there's some Disney magic in the air right now at the Fieldhouse.
Yeah, matter of fact, later this morning we have an 11:30 show and then a 3 p.m., 7 p.m. show of Disney on Ice presentation of Follow Your Heart. And we have the same time schedule tomorrow as well. So we've got six shows left of a 10-show run.
And then for I was talking about the different musical acts you got coming up. After Disney moves out, Pacers come in on Monday, you got some music acts coming right through the door real soon.
Yeah, in February 10th, we have Winter Jam, which is the premier Christian music festival that tours. And then we have Eric Church on February 23rd, who's one of the hottest country artists. And then we go into March with a lot of other great shows as well.
March is loaded. I mean, March is, you have a group that my son loves, the Lumineers, and you got Ariana Grande. My main man, John Bon Jovi's coming in. And then you finish it up at the end of March with Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. I want to concentrate on this. John Bon Jovi, he doesn't come around that often. And how often you get Hall of Famers like Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders?
I'll tell you, Bon Jovi has not been in the market since 2003. So we're absolutely thrilled to get him back. And Stevie Nicks was here in October of 2014 when we did the whole Fleetwood Mac reunion tour. But that her with the Pretenders is probably my favorite show I've ever booked here. I can't wait for that show.
That's going to be unbelievable. So you have this magnificent March, and then you come in April, and you got some stuff going on in April that's pretty good. Toby Mac, and of course, this Faith Hill, Tim McGraw deal, but there's a hook to that one, right? We say April 29th or 3rd. Explain that for the listeners.
Yeah, we very publicly went out from the beginning when we went on sale and announced the show. The show is April 29th, and if the NBA needs April 29th for the Pacers playoff run, we will move the show to April 30th. And everybody knows that, artists, public, everyone, and the league. So we're looking forward to hosting them, and we also look forward to great Pacers playoff run.
So absolutely, because we love Pacers and Racers as we get into, speaking of the month of May. See, we talked about March, we talked about April, we get into May – Holy moly. You go from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to the legendary Neil Diamond. And how many more years this son of a gun is going to be going? He puts on a great show. Red Hot Chili Peppers, when's the last time they've been through town?
Oh, they haven't been in the market for at least 16 years. So we were thrilled to get them back in. And Neil Diamond was here in April of 2015. It was an incredible show. And this is the 50th anniversary of him touring. So we're really lucky to have him back as well.
And then you talked about your favorite show. The one you want to see is Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. The one I'm waiting for, it's coming in the month of my birthday, Marty. So if you're thinking about getting me something for my birthday, it could be tickets to this. New Kids on the Block with Paula Abdul. This is right in my wheelhouse. New Kids on the Block. I'll be singing like crazy. I may have to get them on Around the House and Mickey Mouse, you know, bada bing, bada boom, you know what I'm talking about. But Paula Abdul, that's a great show. And then in August, you have this guy coming up who a lot of people tell me he might be the greatest entertainer working in the world today.
Yeah, Bruno Mars will be here on August the 13th, and we cannot wait. When he was here before, he wasn't as well known, but the show was absolutely amazing, and this will be just as good, if not better. I mean, we're really looking forward to having the 24-karat gold tour here.
When I started the interview with you, I talked about how this is such a wide range of talent spread over this incredible year. How many years have you been here, and where does this lineup stack up against some of the other years?
I'm going into my 10th year here, 10th Pacers season, and this is, I think, the strongest we've had out at one time, and we're really proud of it, and it's a team effort between everybody here at PS&E.
Not only is it strong, it's not only is it filled with variety, you have, like, the top people. I mean, it's not like you have a country group and you have a rock and you have an old school and you have whatever. You have almost like the best of the best. This is like a murderer's row of concerts lined up here at Bankers Life.
Well, a lot of it is, Eddie, is the marketplace. Over the last 6 to 7 years, Indianapolis has really developed into an incredible marketplace for the touring entertainment industry, and that means the people listening to this are buying tickets. And all we can say here is thank you and keep doing it so these artists come by.
Well, Marty, on behalf of the public and everybody and my family, thank you so much for everything you're doing to bring these acts to Bankers Life Fieldhouse, because it's the perfect venue for a concert. It's the perfect venue for a basketball game. And to think that you'll be able to see Bon Jovi and Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, Neil Diamond, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bruno Mars, the Lumineers, Eric Church. I mean, all these people. I mean, it's unbelievable. Marty, I cannot thank you enough, my friend. And it's always good catching up with you. And you can't tease us. We got anything up your sleeve for later on in the year?
Sorry, Eddie. I got to maintain the tease on that one until everything gets confirmed and announced.
All right. Well, as soon as you get the info, you come back on the show and we'll share it with everybody.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
How about that, Pat? All right, Pat, which one of those do you want to see the most? I know which one I want to see the most. It's New Kids on the Block with my girl, Paula Abdul. I may have to get a one-on-one with Paula Abdul for Around the House. Boy, I'd love to dance. I could dance. You know, I could do the hokey pokey. I can do a little chicken dance with Paula Abdul. You know, I got the, you know, Stella lost her groove. I never lost mine. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie. Thank you. And not surprising, that would be the concert that Eddie White is looking forward to the most. BankersLifeFieldhouse.com is where you can purchase tickets for all those concerts coming up. As they noted during that interview, Ariana Grande, Bon Jovi, Red Hot Chili Peppers all coming in the near future. And not too long, Bruno Mars will be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse as well. BankersLifeFieldhouse.com. And then there's a tickets tab you can click, and that's how you can purchase tickets for any of those concerts. A thank you to Eddie White and Marty Bechtold. Coming up next, we're rejoined by Mark Boyle. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
NBA League Pass. Let's go! Your courtside seats in the action from around the league.
Curry deep three, good!
See it happen live. Catch the games on your TV and computer. Stream join them on your devices with the new NBA app. Watch live games from wherever you are.
Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Every NBA night is a can't-miss night. To order NBA League Pass, go to nba.com/leaguepass, call 855-NBA-LPLP, or contact your TV service provider.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Pacers Weekly rolls on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. You can be part of the discussion at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. 317-239-1070 is the telephone number to call in. We heard from Mark Boyle earlier. We're going to hear from him right now with former NBA player and current broadcaster John Barry. Mark.
Thank you, Pat. Last night the Pacers were in Los Angeles, and that gave us a chance to check in with John Barry, who sees the league and I'm sure has some interesting thoughts on the Pacers from the perspective of somebody, John, from the outside looking in. What have you seen halfway through the season from Indiana?
Well, you know, we're in a world of let's get it done now. So people probably may be a little bit impatient that the team hasn't really taken off. But I see a different group, particularly over the last 10 games. You know, sometimes an injury is a good thing for a team. And when Monte went down, now the lineup changes. Robinson comes in that lineup. The offensive efficiency is up. The defense has been better. And it's a group that I thought this summer I really liked. I like the personnel. I love Thaddeus Young coming over. Jeff Teague, one of the quicker point guards in the NBA, now a healthy Paul George. I like the pieces of this team. Miles Turner's been terrific this season. I'm a huge fan. And I think sometimes it takes about the 40-game mark until your team buys into a new system and really gets comfortable, and I see that's where the Pacers are. I expect a big second half.
How big?
Pardon me?
How big?
Well, I mean, when you look around, it's really Boston, Toronto, Cleveland, and other than that, I think you can put all those teams in a hat. You talk about Atlanta, Washington, Indiana right there, Milwaukee, Detroit, New York. No one's really separated themselves. I think Indiana's a team that can separate themselves and get up to that four spot. I think that's a realistic goal.
They do, traditionally speaking, though, have issues in areas that supposedly you're supposed to be good at to win consistently. And I'm talking, John, about defense and rebounding. In today's NBA, are those things not as important as they once were?
Well, I think they are, as long as you can score the basketball. I like the Golden State Warriors. And look, they've been hot. They've been around 113 over their last 8-9 games. So the game has changed where it's not – we're not playing in the 90s anymore. We're not playing San Antonio basketball of the 90s. We're not playing the New York Knicks of the 90s where it's a half-court affair. So you have to score the ball. And that's kind of the team that Larry Bird has put together. This is an offensive group. I don't think there's many guys that you're going to say belong on the 1985 Chicago Bears defense. So it is. They are who they are. Paul George, I think, an excellent defender, two-way guy. But you have to score the basketball to win in this league. That's the bottom line.
While we have you here, let's get a couple of thoughts on the rest of the league. The consensus seems to be that Golden State in the West and Cleveland in the East are the teams that are most likely going to get to the finals. Do you see anybody that could crack through other than those two?
I would, if I had to put my money on the line right now, I'd say it's those two. Certainly Cleveland in the East. I don't see anybody beating them. I did the Toronto series last year on radio. They did lose two of those games, but really to me that was Cleveland kind of coming off the guard and letting them win those two games. So I like them. I saw Golden State Cleveland on Monday night, and I'm convinced now that the Golden State Warriors are the best team in basketball. I don't know how you stop this team. I mean, if you really think about this team, they were up 3-1 last year. If they don't lose Draymond, they probably win another title. And you've replaced Kevin Durant with Harrison Barnes. You did lose Bogut in the interior, and you have Zaza Pachulia there. But I'll take a Barnes for Durant anytime. I think their team is much better, and they're going to get better and better as the second half progresses.
If we accept that as a logical premise, which I do, is there any reason to think that, barring injuries or the unforeseen, they couldn't put together a run where they become historically good?
Absolutely. You know, last year, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, that's two in a row. We saw the Bulls obviously do three, and then the Michael Jordan 2 years off and another three. It certainly wouldn't be out of the realm. You've got a team that's pretty young. And Curry, Thompson, and Durant, and Draymond Green, that's a pretty good nucleus. If they can keep them around, this team is going to be dangerous for a long, long time.
John Berry covers the NBA for ESPN. He was in Los Angeles last night to cover the Pacers and the Lakers, and he's kind enough to spend some time with us this morning here on Pacers Weekly. Tonight, the Pacers and the Jazz. Road trip ends in Salt Lake City. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Indianapolis and Pat Boylan.
Mark and John, thank you. Pacers Weekly will continue in a moment. A two-part session coming up with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He sat down recently with Larry Bird. His conversation with Larry is coming up and what he took away from that, as well as Pacers chat with .com writer Mark Monteith. All that is next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Coming off their successful sold-out tour, the Lumineers return for more. The Cleopatra World Tour continues. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Lumineers. On the road in support of their new album, Cleopatra. Available everywhere. Two-time Grammy-nominated artists, The Lumineers. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. With special guests, Kaleo and Susto. Tickets on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, Ticketmaster, or call 800-745-3000. Keep in touch at thelumineers.com. Don't miss your chance to see the Lumineers live. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Live.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070. The Fan, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. We're going to do a two-parter with Mark. Coming up in a moment, you will hear some of Mark's takeaways from his discussion with Larry Bird. Mark, let's talk right now about the game last night. The Pacers in Sacramento on Wednesday night came out in the second half, were dominant, and allowed them to overcome a 19-point halftime deficit. A bit of the opposite last night. The Pacers took a lead into the half and then struggled into the third and fourth. What did you see as the primary causes for concern in the second half?
Well, I thought the Pacers came out and, especially once they got down, you know, tried to defend, but their offense just had nothing going. I mean, they didn't move the ball well, very casual passing. The turnovers were the obvious problem, and that's just the result of not being tied in, not being focused, not just being too casual with the ball, not getting good shots. You know, they only shot 42% for the game. And, you know, Paul George, while he scored 21 points, really wasn't the player he needs to be. So it all comes down to the thing we've talked about often in the past, and that's just, you know, being a little mentally tougher, bringing better energy. And they do not do well with a comfort zone. You know, they had a 2-point lead last night at halftime. That's nothing great, but it's a lead as opposed to being 19 down in Sacramento. This is a team that responds to adversity when it's in a hole. Does not bring that same level of focus when things are going well, and we saw that play out again last night.
What else are you seeing as issues on the road? Because the Pacers have the second best home record in the Eastern Conference, yet 6-15 on the road. That's a really big disparity.
Yeah, again, just kind of that mental focus. You know, you on the road, you have to execute better. You have to defend, obviously, and you certainly have to rebound. And again, the Pacers did not rebound well last night at all. Got out rebounded 51-37. So you cannot win games doing that. You and I have talked about it many times. When you give up a double figure advantage in rebounding, you're certainly likely to lose the game. The Lakers got 7 more shots from the field than the Pacers did as a result of that. And that it's a combination of just that energy and then just relying on your execution and not hoping that somehow you get some emotional lift. You know, at home, yeah, you get a little run, the crowd gets behind you, and it's a lot easier. When you're on the road, you've got to take pride in, you know, fighting the elements. And, you know, the old Reggie Miller thing of he loved being the enemy. You've got to love quieting fans or disappointing fans when you're on the road and take pride in that. And this team hasn't been able to do that yet. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a new team in many respects, but now we're halfway through the season, so they need to be developing a certain type of mojo where they can go on the road and execute as well as they do at home.
There's no doubt the best player on the Pacers, and it's Paul George. Jeff Teague, though, struggling last night, 3 of 9 from the field, turned it over 6 times. In some ways, at least recently, it has felt like Jeff Teague's performance has been the biggest indicator of Pacers success, at least as it relates to one player and whether they win or lose the game. Have you felt the same way?
Yeah, no question. You know, and last night was an unusual game for him with 7 assists and 6 turnovers. Of course, you know, if your teammates are shooting better, you'll get more assists. But still, that was not a typical Jeff Teague game. And the offense is in his hands now. You know, he, with the lineup change with Glenn Robinson back there with him, Jeff Teague runs this offense. And if he's not going to have a good night, or if he's going to turn the ball over — he really doesn't have to score a lot necessarily — but if he's going to turn the ball over, then the team is going to be in trouble. So that was certainly a big factor last night. And, you know, you'll have games like that occasionally. Overall, Jeff Teague has played really well lately. But I think it pointed out last night how important he is to this team. He's got to be in charge of that offense and keep that ball moving and get everybody involved for them to have a chance to win.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. Utah tonight, certainly a difficult task. They've had a very good season, and they've done it with a lot of guys injured. As it relates to the Pacers' confidence level, this does seem like a big one, would you agree? Because you go back home with a 2-1 road record. Despite the Los Angeles loss last night, you're feeling pretty good about yourselves. However, you go back home with 2 straight losses, and you're reeling a bit.
Yeah, no question. You can erase the disappointment of last night's game with the win tonight, just like last night's game kind of erased the feeling you got coming back and winning in Sacramento. Yeah, anytime you go on the road, if you win a majority of your games, you're going to be happy about that. You know, Utah, as you say, is a much improved team. They're a good team now. People are accustomed to them being down, but they're a good team now. And, you know, they did play last night. They had an overtime game in Dallas last night. They won it. They've got a pretty balanced attack. George Hill's playing really well out there now when he's been healthy. I think he's had 3 separate injuries, but they've got a lot going for him now. So it's, you know, I'll be interested to see how they respond tonight, because, you know, I told you last night before the game, I'd be interested to see how they responded to that Sacramento game, because they haven't done well when they've had a big win. But we know they have done well when they've had a disappointing loss, and last night certainly qualified as that. So if tradition for this season holds, they will bounce back tonight and have a much better performance. We'll see if it's enough to win.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith recently sitting down with Larry Bird. We're going to take a break and get his takeaways from his conversation with the Pacers president. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
The world, I love the chains, I hope to be. May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserved seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Mark Monteith joining us here on Pacers Weekly. Just got his take on the game in Los Angeles, Utah going forward. Let's move, though, to a conversation you had very recently, Mark. It's up on Pacers.com, a Q&A with Pacers president Larry Bird. We just discussed the Pacers' struggles from home to road, Indiana 16-5. In Bankers Life Fieldhouse, just 6-15 away from it, and Larry Bird was fairly outspoken on that topic.
Yeah, you know, he points out that when you're on the road, you know you're going to be in a tougher environment, and you've got to get more guys playing well. You know, he made the point that, you have to have three guys play well to win most games, and on the road, 3.5. You know, we kind of saw that at Sacramento. You had three guys get 20 points or more, and other guys make real contributions. So you've got to get a balanced effort and contributions from a lot of guys on the road. Aside from the obvious fact that, you know, you just got to defend well, execute that type of thing. You know, he pointed out that teams like San Antonio went on the road because they win the close games down the stretch because they execute. You know, they set better screens, that type of thing. Simple things, blocking out, they get rebounds, that type of thing. So, you know, he knows what it takes to win on the road. His Celtics teams won an awful lot of games on the road. The Pacer teams he coached, you know, were really good road teams. You had guys like Reggie Miller and Mark Jackson who took a lot of pride in going on the road and quieting the home fans. So it's a certain attitude that you have to have, and then beyond that, it's execution.
Miles Turner certainly enjoying a very solid sophomore season, and not surprisingly, Larry Bird didn't withhold comments as it relates to his 20-year-old.
No, I made the point that he thinks Miles Turner can become basically the best player ever to play for the Pacers, taking into account that Miles Turner's just 20 years old and has a great work ethic and is going to work really hard to get better and better. People should understand that's not a knock on anybody. You know, Larry Bird, as a kid, saw the ABA Pacers play down in Louisville against the Kentucky Colonels, and he knows the careers of those guys, and he certainly has great appreciation for Reggie Miller, whom he coached, and he certainly has great appreciation for Paul George, too. But he thinks Miles Turner can become, you know, perhaps the greatest player ever to wear the Pacer uniform. So I didn't expect to hear that, but he would like to see him develop a post-up game, be more effective around the basket and not rely too much on three-pointers, but had high praise for really everything about him, not just his skills, but his work ethic, intelligence, and everything else. So he's truly excited about Miles Turner.
I think Paul George would be the first to tell you that he feels like he can have a better second half of the season than first half of the season. But Larry Bird gave some reasons as to why he feels like Paul George might not be quite operating right at 100%.
Yeah, I think he realizes that the adjustment Paul is making to becoming the guy, you know, everyone would agree this is Paul George's team. While Paul has been the best player on the team in years past, it really wasn't necessarily his team, quote unquote. You know, you had guys who had been here longer, guys he could defer to a lot. Really aren't guys on this team Paul can defer to. So he has a great respect for Paul as a two-way player. The fact that he's a great defender as well as a scorer, doesn't think he's a 25-point scorer. You know, we often hear people say, oh, he needs to get 25, 30 a game. And Larry doesn't feel that way. He thinks that Paul, if he does that, will probably give up too much on defense, that he needs to stay focused on his defense and get, you know, 20, 22 points a game, that type of thing. Paul seems to be playing that well, you know, or playing that way. He arguably hasn't looked to score enough in the opinion of some people, but he certainly is keeping his teammates involved and then being willing to take over games down the stretch when they need it. He's been great in that regard of getting clutch baskets at the end of close games. But up until then, he's certainly making a point of keeping teammates involved. So I think Larry Bird likes that approach. There's nothing wrong with Paul George going out and getting 30 points some night. Larry Bird certainly had nights like that. But he wants Paul to stay focused on defense and keep his teammates involved on offense.
Those are some of the cliff notes. Of course, we can't get into the entire nearly 30-minute conversation you had with Larry Bird here on this radio program, so make sure to check it out. On Pacers.com, Mark Monteith's Q&A with Pacers president Larry Bird. Before we let you go, a Hickory Night is coming up January 27th, Sacramento Kings. The Hickory honoree is the 1965 and 69 Indianapolis Washington teams.
Yeah, and those teams both were led by a Mr. Basketball, and that Mr. Basketball in each case became a really notable Pacer. The 1965 Washington team was led by Billy Keller, a guard, who played his entire career with the Pacers, I think 7 years, really one of the most popular Pacers ever, a great three-point shooter. And then the 1969 team was led by George McGinnis. That 69 team was undefeated. 65 team lost just two games and avenged both of those losses during the tournament. But the 69 team was undefeated. You had George McGinnis. You had Steve Downing, who became an All-American at IU, and some other great players. And George, of course, became the co-most valuable player of the ABA, and both an ABA and NBA All-Star. So I talked to both George and Billy yesterday, and they will be here next Friday for the Hickory Night celebration along with a lot of their teammates. I think there will be about a total of 15, 16 guys combined from those two teams. And I think anybody who was following basketball in Indiana during the 1960s would remember those teams. So the fact that they were led by Mr. Basketballs, who went on to become great Pacer players, you know, makes it all the more special and all the more appropriate to be honoring those teams.
A little less than 10 hours from now, you'll hear Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith join us again as part of the Kroger pregame show, Indiana Pacers, Utah Jazz. Pregame show beginning at 8:30. Thanks for your time here this morning, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Coming up next, Jeremiah Johnson joins us live from out in Utah. Pacers TV host and sideline reporter is next on Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The Tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
It's a sold-out crowd here, folks. This game could be an NBA classic. These two teams.
The Andersons got tickets to the game? How'd they get tickets?
Did you try NBATickets.com?
But the game is sold out.
The games are never sold out at NBAtickets.com.
Never?
Yep, and they're never fake.
Your dad's a genius. Grab the keys. We're going to the game.
Always available, always 100% authentic. NBAtickets.com, the official ticket marketplace of the NBA.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Indiana Pacers in Utah tonight. They're taking on the Jazz. It's a 9 o'clock tip. That's when you will hear Mark Boyle's call of the action. Of course, he'll also join us in the Kroger pregame show. Having trouble, technical difficulties with Jeremiah Johnson. So, Mark Boyle, nice to join us on the fly. Let's first go back to Los Angeles, Mark. You were sitting near courtside, I think. Were you able to decipher a difference from what you saw in the Pacers' first half to second half?
I don't know. I didn't think they were good at all for any of the game. I thought Los Angeles was a lot better in the second half, and the difference between the two in the second half from where we were sitting, Pat, was that the Lakers seemed to have a lot more zip, a lot more energy, a lot more focus, and the Pacers seemed a half step slow, a little bit hazy. They did force a lot of turnovers, but they also committed a lot, and we pointed this out on the broadcast. As well as Jeff Teague has been playing, he has been stunningly careless with the ball over the last four games, averaging over five turnovers a game. He had six more last night. So there were a lot of little things. I thought the Pacers were consistently mediocre for the entire 48, but the Lakers were really sharp in the final 24.
Utah coming up tonight. Have they been a team that surprised you how good they've been?
Well, not necessarily. If you look at their record, I thought they'd be good, but I didn't think they'd be quite this good dealing with the injuries they've had to deal with. They have had a lot of issue keeping their key guys available. Hayward has missed time. George Hill has missed time. But they seem to win anyway. They're sort of an old-school team. They don't score a lot. They don't give up a lot. They'll send the ball inside if they need to. They're a power team. And they've had a lot of success. So if I had known their guys would all be healthy, this is about where I thought they'd be. But since they haven't been, I'm a little bit surprised they've done this well.
Yeah, George Hill has only played in 20 of their games. That's under half. Hayward has missed seven. You talk about Rudy Gobert, though, certainly a player we've seen before. It seems like he's stepped his game up perhaps even another notch. Is he a guy maybe that could get some consideration on one of the more underrated players in the league?
I think so. Anytime you haven't made a splash and you play in Utah and the first time you start to do something, it takes people a while to catch on because Utah is in the Pacific time zone. It's a smaller market. They've been competitive, but they haven't had a real good team in a while. So guys like that sometimes are able to sneak by without notice, at least from the casual fan. Last night's the most recent example. He had 27 points, 25 rebounds, and they won by five. He's a real good defensive player. One of the reasons they're a good defensive team. Now, 27 points is not the norm for him. He's not typically a prolific scorer, but he's an improved player. They've got a really nice team here. They're not Golden State. They're not San Antonio. They're not elite, at least not yet. But they've got some good players, and they're a 50-win team. And if they get the right matchup in the first round of the playoffs, I think they could make it interesting.
Tons of familiar names on their roster. Gordon Hayward, George Hill, Trey Lyles, Shelvin Mack. As it relates to the player that probably is their best player, Gordon Hayward, he's having a fantastic year, 22 points, 6 rebounds. Those are the numbers essentially that Paul George is putting up this year. Has he elevated his game into another class in your eyes?
Maybe not, and that's not to denigrate what he's done. I thought he was good last year. What I'm really saying in answer to that question is I thought he was good before this year. He's gradually gotten a little bit better in each season to the point where he is a force now. And I don't know how this is going to shake out with the coaches balloting, but I know coaches appreciate guys like him. They appreciate teams like Utah. So I think he might get a lot of support from the coaches
for a position on the All-Star team. And whether he makes it or not, I think he deserves it. He has emerged as one of the better players in the league and probably, as you mentioned, the best player on this team. And it's a team that has several good players, so that's not a casual statement. He's very good. He's still relatively young. He's been around a while, but he's not 30, and so he might continue to get better. He's a really, really good player. Now, it depends on how you label guys. If you want to call somebody elite, that depends on how you define it. He's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not at that level, but he's, you mentioned it, his numbers are very comparable to Paul George's, and Paul is often mentioned in that classification. I don't know if he's the equal of Paul George, but we go back to what you asked about Gobert. He plays in Salt Lake City. They haven't been very good. They're in the Pacific time zone. I think he's a little bit underrated also.
Pacers are 1-1 on this road trip. Is it safe to say the game tonight largely impacts how you view the road trip as a success?
It does. And let me go back to something I said. We travel around here all the time and I get confused. This isn't the Pacific time zone. It's the Mountain time zone, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you get my point. This 2-1 is a good road trip. Even though you lost to one of the worst teams in the league, if you could beat one of the better teams in the league, then that cancels it out, and 2-1 is good. But 1-2 is not good. The Kings are not good, and they're faltering. The Lakers are very poor, and you lost there. Utah's good, and they'll be difficult to beat. And they've won 5 in a row, and they're outstanding. So I think this, if you lose tonight, it wouldn't be unexpected, but it would mean this road trip is disappointing. And if you win tonight, then last night's loss, while still disappointing, would be not forgotten necessarily because you hate games like that get away. But still, 2-1 on this road trip would be really good.
Pacers and Utah Jazz tonight at 9 o'clock. You will hear Mark Boyle then, but you'll hear him first as part of the Kroger pregame show. It begins at 8:30. Pacers and Jazz. Utah has won 5 in a row, both teams on a back-to-back. Mark, appreciate your flexibility this morning, and we'll talk to you tonight.
If I get there on time, I'm still not sure what time zone.
All right, by the way, Eastern time, a 9 o'clock start in Utah. Don't get there at 9.
No, I won't. Okay, thanks.
That's Pacers radio play-by-play voice, Mark Boyle. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly, an 8:30 Kroger pregame show out in Utah tonight as the Pacers finish out their 3-game road stretch. Then Indiana comes back at home. New York Knicks on Monday, 8 o'clock tip. Note the 1 hour later start there, 7:30 Kroger pregame show. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be at the Fieldhouse for that one. That wraps it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. Thanks to our producer, David Deering. He's part of the next program coming up. You're going to hear from all three producers. Their show is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Whistle. Pound it! Pound it! A 3 off of contact on top!
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears!
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly